Yes. What we said in the report is that there have been recent clashes in September between the rebel movements and the Sudanese armed forces in Darfur, as well as some bombings. And there continues to be, on a daily basis, rapes, sexual violence, and lower-level attacks against civilians by a whole host of armed actors. So our on-the-ground documentation from speaking to eyewitnesses and victims indicates that the conflict, the human rights abuses, continue in Darfur.
The government has criticized the Human Rights Watch as a non-neutral organization with predetermined stance and political agenda, with its report to serve a specific political purpose. What do you say to this?
That statement is not accurate, in that we, Human Rights Watch, is not, I repeat, not a political organization. Quite the opposite. Human Rights Watch is an impartial, non-governmental organization that has no political affiliation one way or the other. Our sole concern is for the people everywhere, including in Darfur, who are experiencing human rights violations, mainly at the hands of their own government.
There's a school of thought that some of your workers could possibly be in danger or be harmed after the government came out sharply critical of this report with such intensity. What do you say to that?
The government, the NCP, National Congress Party-led group in Khartoum, has for a long time harassed, attacked, and gone after any sort of person, including many Sudanese, who criticize it or voice political opposition. They have a long record of doing that, and we've documented that in this report and in previous reports. So yes, we are concerned that any human rights defenders and anyone that speaks out about human rights may be subject to further abuses at the hands of the government, and we certainly call on the government not to do that, and all those meeting in Moscow, the envoys and the UN, to urge the government to stop behaving in such a way.
The government seemed to repose great confidence in the analysis of the African Union, as they claim the African Union and the United Nations mission in Darfur, in conjunction with the African Union, UNAMID, seemed to claim that the war in Darfur had ended, and that what you are trying to do is a propaganda against the government to tarnish its reputation. What do you say to that?
We are not in the propaganda business, so that is, again, not an accurate view of what we are trying to do in our report. We've also heard and learned that the UN mission in Darfur has backtracked somewhat on these statements that were made earlier by the outgoing commander that the war is over. Those statements clearly were premature, because after that statement there were clashes between the warring parties, which have been documented by a number of groups. So perhaps that statement was made at a certain point, but the situation has certainly changed in the last several weeks.
What will be the human rights message to the Khartoum government, especially in regards to this report?
We've been for a long time, and certainly we continue to urge the government to stop attacking civilians in Darfur, and that is one of our key recommendations. We also outline that the government is harassing, intimidating, and repressing any form of opposition throughout the country, including in Khartoum, including in the south. So we would urge them to make good on all the commitments they made under the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, to see that move forward. We'd urge them to end the practice of censorship and allow full and open reporting on issues of public interest, especially in the lead-up to elections, which are now planned for April 2010. Now is the moment when the government should be opening up and shouldn't be and should be allowing a political space. And unfortunately, it's not doing that.